From KJZZ's The Show, this is The Analogs, stories about people who make things by hand, and what those things tell us about those people. This is Episode 6, The Mark of the Hand.
Put a typewriter in with my casket in the grave.
I needed an escape.
I love being able to manipulate the machine with my body instead of just pressing a button.
Every time we lose one of those parts, it's gone for good, basically.
I just think of myself as someone who makes things.
In case you haven't noticed, I am fascinated by people who make things by hand. And as you've listened to these segments over the last few weeks, maybe the thought has crossed your mind, why is this dude so hung up on this? And the answer is because of my mom.
Do you remember what you told me once is what you're looking for when you're evaluating someone's work? You told me once there's this thing you're looking for.
Did I tell you it's the mark of the hand?
My mom is an artist. Her name is Claudia Smigrod. She works primarily in photography. Her photographs are in the collections of the National Gallery of Art, the Smithsonian, the Library of Congress, a bunch of other places. You know those old-timey pictures you've seen of photographers under a sheet, bent over at the waist, looking through a giant wooden contraption with a lens on the end of it? My mom does that kind of photography. Sometimes she makes photographs without a camera at all. I have watched her do this by punching a hole in a popcorn tin, lining the inside of the tin with black paper, and then pointing the hole at the thing she wants to take a picture of and shining light through it. I have no idea how that results in a photograph. I've asked her to explain it, but I never understand the explanation. That's partly because I have a very feeble brain when it comes to science, but it's also because I don't want to know the scientific explanation. What I really want to understand is what makes her think to do that in the first place.
There's nowhere to sit.
That's true. There's nowhere to sit. Here. Okay. There.
All right.
Last fall, when I was visiting my mom in Virginia for her birthday, we set up two chairs in a cluttered room on the second floor of her house. This room is packed, floor to ceiling, with packages of photo paper, empty frames, and shoeboxes full of darkroom chemicals.
This is my studio. This is where I stand and make everything and look out the window with the beautiful north light, and it's on the second floor. So it's kind of like a treehouse. It's my treehouse inside.
That thing my mom said about the mark of the hand, it's one of those things a parent says offhandedly that echoes in your mind for the rest of your life. It just imprinted on me, this idea that everything we make should bear the mark of the hand. Because if it doesn't, well, I don't know exactly. It's less valid, not art. This is what I wanted to ask my mom about.
I like when something looks like it was made by hand, because that's, to me, what making things is.
For the last few years, my mom has been teaching and taking photographs at VMI, the Virginia Military Institute. As you can maybe guess, when she's there, she sticks out like a sore thumb. VMI is this cluster of stark, old, crenellated buildings that look like medieval prisons. And everywhere you look, there are students, who VMI calls cadets, marching around in jackets with gold buttons and starched white pants. And then there's my mom, wearing a pastel scarf and brushing her hair out of her face as she wheels her giant wooden camera up to a group of cadets and asks if she can take their picture. That afternoon in the treehouse, she showed me one of the photographs she made of a cadet. It's a kind of haunting image, this broad-shouldered young man with heavy shadows under his eyes. Towards the bottom of his body, the image gets a little blurry. It sort of looks like he's dissolving.
So then there's this light leak in the camera. See the light leak? Mm-hmm. And that was the gift.
To be clear, the dissolution effect in the image, it's not there because my mom put it there. It just happened when she took the picture. She discovered it when she printed the photograph in the darkroom. And to be even more clear, she was thrilled. For her, this was the thing that elevated the picture into something more than just a picture.
One of the things that always bothered me about photography is the two-dimensional quality of it. It's a flat piece of paper. And so how do you then make a flat piece of paper look three-dimensional? How do you use the camera to make something look three-dimensional?
So what was that realization? How do you do that?
Well, you do that with how you use the camera.
That's kind of a classic Claudia Smigrodism right there. This sort of Zen proclamation that I can tell she means very sincerely, even if I don't totally know what she means. It happens a lot when I ask her about her work. In fact, it happened again that same afternoon when she showed me another photograph. This one was of one of those medieval-looking VMI buildings. It was bathed in this kind of ethereal light.
It looks like the building, but it's like from another dimension.
Right. It doesn't really look like the building. So it's the wherever I am is just the starting point. The buildings kind of grow out of the ground. You know, they're epic. They just grow out of the ground, and there's no foreground. In order to create depth, you have to have foreground, middle ground, background. So how do you put that there when it doesn't exist?
So how do you put that there?
Well, I just make it happen with the camera. Yeah.
I think the reason I'm so hung up on this idea of the mark of the hand is that it feels like the answer to whatever my mom is talking about when she says these kind of mystical things.
I used to think, when I wasn't thinking, that this is the way everyone saw. I mean, I didn't think it was the way everyone saw. It was obvious to me the way something could be. And then I realized that other people don't see things that way. And so what I do when I use the camera is I figure out how to translate my personal version of what I'm creating into the image itself.
Not long ago, Mom told me, she showed these VMI pictures to a friend.
She says, these make the hair on my arm stand on end. She says, no one would even think to make these pictures. Why are you even doing this? I'm like, how could you not make these pictures? How could you not do this? And if you're in a place where everything looks the same, all the buildings look the same, everyone's wearing the same uniform, I have to look deeper than that. And it's fascinating to me. And because the picture doesn't really even look like them. It's them, but it's really me. That's what it is.
So I think something you just said helped me understand something that I have gotten from you that I wasn't conscious of previously, mm-hmm. is I find sometimes if I'm making a radio story, I will have spoken to somebody mm-hmm. because they have a story to tell. And then I will have made a version of that story, and it's my version of the story. It's what I thought was interesting about the story. And they'll say, that's not the story I told you. I don't think of my story that way. I think the thing I have never wanted to admit to myself, but is what you just said, is like, well, no, it's my story now. You told it to me, and I turned it into something else.
That's the mark of the hand.
Just when it seemed like I was starting to get it, my mom told me that she doesn't really think of herself as a photographer.
I don't think about who I am. I just think of myself as someone who makes things.
Why is it important to be a person who makes things?
Well, I guess it's just because it's who I am.
There she goes again. The Analogs is a production of The Show on KJZZ 91.5 in Phoenix, Arizona. This episode was produced, written, and edited by me, Sam Dingman, with additional production by Amber Victoria Singer. The show's executive producer is Amy Silverman. Special thanks to Claudia Smigrod and to you for listening. That's it for season one of The Analogs. Keep an eye out on this feed for season two. Until then, if you find yourself in a place where everything looks the same, look deeper.